Judith Marshall is with us here from the Lynn Museum. And Judith, Fun Fridays, or Fun Friday, is this coming Friday. Tell us about the event at the museum.
Okay, so Free Fun Friday, this is a program that's put on every summer by the Highland Street Foundation. And this year's our first time participating. So it's Free Fun Friday. We're able to open our doors to the public for free all day from 10 to 4. It's going to be a very busy day, both inside and outside the museum. We are going to be having some guided tours of the exhibits. It will have some crafts and hands-on activities for kids. White Rose is going to be in our kitchen. They have a pop-up cafe. We'll be giving out Italian ice outside. There's going to be music. We're going to have our 10-footer, which is an old shoe workshop from the 18th century. That will be open so people can look inside it. They can't go inside it, but they can see it. And we'll have someone giving a shoe demonstration right beside it on how people used to make shoes back in the day.
And, of course, it's the Shoe City.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. The shoe industry was really important in Lynn, so you can come and see where people used to make shoes hundreds of years ago.
And I imagine this is family-friendly, so what age groups might be able to take care of this? Of course, obviously, you can start from the top on down, but how young?
Oh, young? I mean, anyone. I think anyone can come to the museum. Babies would enjoy it, too. We've had a few 6 months who just come in and they're able just to look and take it all in. It's really for Free Fun Friday, there's going to be something for everyone of all ages. If you're interested in history, we of course have a lot of that. But if you have, you know, kids or grandkids, we have lots of crafts and art projects and things to occupy them if they don't want to go in the exhibits. We'll have outside, they can do chalk drawing. So it's going to be fun for everyone.
All right, and the hours again for this on Friday?
Yes, so this Friday, July 21st, it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Gotcha. Now, as far as the exhibits here at the museum, I know they change. They come up and they go for several months or so on. But what are some of the feature exhibits here at the museum now?
Okay, so we have two of our permanent exhibits that people can see. One of them is Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, which is all about the history of work through Lynn and how it's changed throughout the decades. We also have the Collecting for Artifacts of Lynn, which highlights some of our more special pieces and our artifacts. And then our two new exhibits, we have one on the Morales Apothecary Bottle Collection. So we are displaying the apothecary bottles of Antonio Morales and his family. He is a self-described citizen archaeologist. So he's not a trained archaeologist, but he does go on digs for fun, and he's uncovered hundreds of bottles, apothecary bottles, from the late 19th, early 20th century. So these are old medicine bottles. So we're displaying his collection. He's done some amazing research on these families. And our other new exhibit is Jeff Fioravanti's Civil War Painting Exhibit. Jeff Fioravanti is Saugus native painter, but he lives in Lynn. And he does these beautiful landscapes of Civil War battlefields, mostly pastel, some oil. So we are featuring a lot of his paintings. And to accompany that exhibit, we also have some of the artifacts from the Lynn Museum that is related to the Civil War.
We talked to Jeff last week, and it turned out to be a very popular post on the website, so that is up there as well for the folks. Finally, I guess, Judith, tell me a bit about your job, what you do. Obviously, you're planning for a Free Fun Friday this Friday, but what obviously with the being involved with education and so on, tell us about that role with the museum.
Okay, so being an education and research specialist, the main part of my job is to research, develop, create, and lead our education programs so that one of our big education programs is with the third grade classes of Lynn Public Schools. We do a multi-visit program with them. So during spring semester of this year, I went into their classroom, told them a bit about museums and what museums do, how do we look at objects to learn about history. Then later on, they came to the museum, they did some activities, saw our industry and craft exhibit, learned about how people used to work in the past. They read a workbook that's all about the history of Lynn, and then we go back into the classroom and do some more activities. So it's a very in-depth program, but it's always a lot of fun with them. We also do a lot of work with the North Shore Community College classes. We have them come in and do some primary source research or analyze our photographs that we have displayed on the first floor, and everything in between.
Let me ask you this question. I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay? But relax. What is one of the more interesting things for you in this museum that is here? It could be a photo. It could be something hanging on the wall. Is there any? And by the way, it doesn't have to be the most interesting thing from you. But what's kind of unique here?
So the thing that I find the most interesting might look to be very boring at first when you look at it. It's a little glass cup. But what I find fascinating about that, I love the history of medicine. I find that so interesting. And this glass cup was used by a Polish barber right here in Lynn because now we think of barbershops as places for people just to get their haircuts. But it used to be you can get your haircut there, but you could also get your tooth pulled or your bones fixed, or you would also be bled because people thought that if you have too much blood in your system, that's not healthy. You need to get the blood out. So they would use this glass cup. They would put it on your skin, heat it up so the blood would rise to the top, and then with a scalpel, they would cut you so they could bleed you. So it looks very simple, a little boring, just to look at it, but when you know the history, it's really fascinating.
Definitely has an interesting story, yeah. That's for sure. Well, Judith, great talking with you. We probably should have ended on a more fun note on that, but again, it's a free fun Friday this coming Friday at the Lynn Museum.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Judith Marshall with us. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.